So just one ha'ara, as it relates to the Isser Melacha Chol HaMoed, which is very much the topic of the beginning of Masechtas Moed Katan, and really understanding and appreciating this ha'ara, Divrei Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim V'Achroinim HaKdoshim, I think it sheds a lot of insight, not only into the sugyas that we're learning, but in terms of having a better understanding of the essence of Chol HaMoed. So the backdrop to Masechtas Moed Katan is that it's aser to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. You can't do malacha on Shabbos, you can't do malacha on Yontif, you also can't do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Stating that, we know, just from what we've been learning up until this point, three dafen into the Masechta, that the Issa malacha on Chol HaMoed is certainly fundamentally different than the Issa malacha on Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos, you can't do any malacha. Malacha as defined by Lamatas Malachas. But you can't do any one of the Lamatas Malachas. Not just that, it's very, very chomer. If someone does malacha on Shabbos, b'mezid with Edom and Asroi, is chayiv skila. If he does it b'mezid without Edom or without Asroi, is chayiv karas. Even if he does it only b'shoigik, he has to bring a carbon chatas. Yontif also, you're not allowed to do malacha. Now, Yontif is different than Shabbos. On Yontif, it's a pasuk in the Torah, you're allowed to do malachas leichel nefesh. It's only malachas avoida, like the Ramban says that we've spoken of many times, that you're not allowed to do on Yontif. But any malachas leichel nefesh, that you're allowed to do. But at the very least, a malacha that you're not allowed to do, you're never allowed to do. There's no exceptions to the rule. Now, doing malacha on Yontif is not as chomer as doing malacha on Shabbos. Instead of skila and karis, all there is malkas, and if you do a peshaygik, there's no chatas. But at the same time, it's an issa, a raisa, there's no question. It's very chomer. You're not allowed to do malacha on Yontif. You're also not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. But doing malacha on Chol HaMoed is clearly more kuladig than doing malacha on Shabbos, than doing malacha on Yontif. How so? The five kulas that we've been talking about up until this point. So we have to take a step back. We have to go back to the Makar, to the source. What's the source to the Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed? And why is it that Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do Melacha, but at the same time, you have these five very notable exceptions that the first part of Masechtas Moed Katan is completely hinged upon? And really, the story begins with a Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings three braisos that discusses the Issa Melacha and Chol HaMoed. We'll go through the abridged version of it. Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, by the Yontif of Pesach, Es Chaga Matzois Tishmor Shivas Yomim. Says the Gemara, Limeid Al Choloi Shal Moed She'asar Basiyas Melacha Divri Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia said that from the fact that it says in the Torah, Es Chaga Matzois Tishmor Shivas Yomim, we learn that it's aser to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Rishonim explain that Rav Yoshia was darshaning the word tishmar. Tishmar means loisase, thou shall not. Right? When you think of a lashon of a loisase, what comes to mind? Loi, right? Loi is the lashon of loisase. But the Gemara says in a bunch of different places that there are other words that Chazal use sometimes, synonyms of the word loi, that also mean loisase. Hishomer, pen, va'al. These are all words that mean loisase. So it's chaga matzois, tishmar means loisase. It says shivas yomim. So there's something that you're not allowed to do for 7 days. What's this thing that you're not allowed to do for 7 days? It says Rabbi Yoshia malacha. And this is the makar that you're not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yoshia said, ain't it tzarech? I don't need a pasuk to tell me you're not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Kal v'chaymer. I know it from a kal v'chaymer. Wow. Umar rishon v'shvi. She'en k'dusha lefnei v'lachrei ma'as v'asiyas malacha. Madach the first day yontif and the last day yontif. Let's talk about Pesach. The first day of Pesach and Shvi Shal Pesach. Where? There's an Issa Melacha, even though there's no Kedusha Lifneim V'Lachareim. The first day of Pesach has Kedusha L'Achareim, but not Kedusha Lifneim. Shvi Shal Pesach has Kedusha Lifneim, but not Kedusha L'Achareim. And still it's Asa Melacha. So Chol HaMoed, sheyesh kedusha lifnei v'lachareim. Chol HaMoed that has kedusha lifnei v'lachareim. You see, there's something about having kedusha lifnei v'lachareim. What comes to mind is Davnei Nezer and Reir Chaim Simon Beis and the Kol Shel Gaon's Drash and why the Masechta is called Moed Katan. But either way, we digress. Says Rabbi Yonah said, "Einoi din sheyasav asiyas malacha." So based on a Kol HaMoed, certainly it should be yasav asiyas malacha. The Brisa continues with some back and forth, but in summation, the first price that the Gemara brings is a machlokes Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. There's an Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed. Machlokes what the makar is. Rabbi Yoshia says it's learned out from a pasuk. It's chaga matzis tishmar shivas yomim. Tishmar means loisase. Shivas yomim, 7 days, the entire Pesach, even Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do malacha. If it's true for Chol HaMoed Pesach, it's true for Chol HaMoed Sukkos. That's how you know you're not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yonasan says, "Einoi tzarich." I know from a kal v'chaymer. If the first day and the last day that doesn't have kedusha lifnei v'lachrim, there's an Issa Melacha kal v'chaymer Chol HaMoed that has kedusha lifnei v'lachrim. Tanya itach a second. It says, regarding the yontif of Sukkot. And we learn from here, we made al choyloi shalmoy, also basiyas malacha, divri Rabbi Yose Aglili. Says Rabbi Yose Aglili, from this pasuk, kol malach zavoido leisasu, we learn that you're not allowed to do malacha, even al choyloi. Now, where do you see that? So it's really the next pasuk, kol malach zavoido leisasu, that's the end of this pasuk. The next pasuk begins, shivas yomim takrivu isha. So he said, kol malach zavoido leisasu, shivas yomim. Take out the soif pasuk as if it's one continuation. And you see for me, there's an issa du malacha, 7 days. 7 days would include even chol hamoed. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, ain't it tzarech? No, you don't have to come onto this drasha. You don't have to start manipulating the soif pasuk. It says in the Torah, Eile moyade Hashem mikroi kodesh. Mikroi kodesh is marba many days. Mikroi kodesh is a lashon rabba. See, sebameh, kosim adabra, what's it coming to be marba? Imber rishon, if it's coming to tell me that the first day of Sukkot is mikroi kodesh, or ikfar nema shabbosin, it says already the first day is a shabbosin. I know it's kodesh. I know you can't do malacha. I know it's a holy, serious day. If Bishmini, if it's coming to tell me the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, Harik Far Nemer Shabbosin, it says, Uyema Shmini Shabbosin, Ha'in HaKosim Adabit Elo B'Choylo Shamayin, L'Ramet Ches, coming to teach us, She'os B'Asiyas Malacha, that is an Isser to do malacha. So in summation, the second Brisa also brings two Makairas, how you know you're not allowed to do malacha, on Chol Hamoed, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, "Kol Malach Zavoido Leisasu Shivas Yomim." 7 days he now let it do malacha. Rabbi Akiva said, "Mikroi Kodesh is a lashon rabbin. It's coming to be Mar B'Cholay." Tanya Iduch a third brayso. Sheishes Yomim Toichel Matzos. Uvayim Hashvi Atzeres Lashem. Again, talking about Pesach. So 6 days matzes, the 7th day is Atzeres. Darshan's the Gemara. Mash Shvi Otzer. Just like on the 7th day you now let it do malacha. Av Sheishes Yomim Atzudin. So to the first 6 days you now let it do malacha. I Mash Shvi Otzer B'chol Malacha says the Brisa. The first 6 days now, the 7th day you now do any malacha. So Av Sheishes Yomim Atzur B'chol Malacha. Does that mean that the other 6 days you also now let it do any malacha? Talmud Lo Yimer. It says Uvayim Hashvi Atzeres. Ashvi Otzer B'chol Malacha. The 7th day is still special. What does that mean? So, Yontif, you can't do any malacha. But the other days, you could do some malacha. What does that even mean? Here's the punchline. The Torah gave over the rights to the Chachamim. Loi malacha to teach you eze yoim aser, the eze yoim muter. Eze malacha asurav, eze malacha muteres. The Chachamim have an unprecedented right to go ahead and determine when you could do malacha on Chol Hamoed and when you can't do malacha on Chol Hamoed. In other words, we have three brises that really, if you tally them up, express 5 shittos as it relates to the makar to the issa malacha on Chol Hamoed. We have Rabbi Yoshia, as Chag HaMatzis, Tishma Shivas, Yom Tishma Zalosh, and Lois, I say, 7 days you're not allowed to do malacha, including Chol Hamoed. Rabbi Yonason learned it from a Kavah Chaymer. Madach, the first and the last day of Yontif that doesn't have Tushal of Nevel Achreim, you now do Malacha. Certainly Chol Hamoed that has Tushal of Nevel Achreim, you wouldn't be able to do Malacha. We have the sheet of Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Kol Malach Zavoido Leisasu. Next Pasuk, Shivas Yomim. 7 days, you now let it do Malacha. Rabbi Akiva said, Eile Moyade Hashem Mikroi Kodesh is a Loshin Rabbim. It's coming to be Marbis, something that's Samu Furish in the Torah, and that's Chol Hamoed. And then finally, we have the last Makar, nameless, the anonymous Braisa, Sheishes Yomim Toichel Matzois. Uvayoy mashvi atzeres lashem, ma yoy mashvi otzur mi melacha, af sheishes yomim otzur mi melacha. Now that third braisa threw in an extremely important caveat and said that in the drasha, there's some maramachim that would seem to say that the 7th day is a little different. Uvayoy mashvi atzeres. It's more osur on the 7th day than the other days. What does that mean? It's more osur. Holy masur nakasiv elo lechachamim. You see, for me, the chachamim were told that you can decide which day asr, which day mutter, which malach is going to be asr, or which malach is going to be mutter. It's impossible to learn this Gemara. It's impossible to learn this Gemara and not walk away thinking that the issa to do malach on Chol Hamoed is not an issa d'oraisa. The Gemara brought 3 braises, 5 drashes, right? 4 drashes and 1 kavachaymer. But kavachaymer is one of the yud gemar midah shatayr nidrashes bem, and kavachaymer is a din d'oraisa, very much so. So we have literally 5 makairis from the Torah that there's an issa d'oraisa to do malacha, right? Zok Tosfos. Dibra maskul choylo shamayit asa v'asiyas malacha. This is one of the most famous Tosfos in Shas. Says Tosfos, l'chayra mashma. L'chayra mashma. Interesting language. The malacha, the mitzvah rebei mid'oraisa. That the issa malacha on Chol Hamoed is an issa d'oraisa. The mapa klemi pasik. Because we learned it out from a pasik. And by the way, it's not a pasuk, it's psukim, right? We learned it literally from five different psukim. So we have a whole bunch of different makaris over here. So it says, Toysfus, Lochaira Mashma, that it's in Isidai Rice. And Toysfus says it's also Mashma that way from a Gemara Ma'id Cotton, Daf Yuralo from a base. We're going to get there next week. Oh, but the Koshala Rabbeinu Tam, Freak Toysfus. But said, Toysfus, Rabbeinu Tam was very bothered. Here's his Lashon. Im Kain, if that's the case, Dover Ha'avid, the Kama Malachis, the Sharin and Hasam, Hecha Mishteru. How is it possible that you have all these Malachis that are mutter? Where do you find an isadei raisa that sometimes is going to be yasser and sometimes it's going to be mutter? So Tosfos says l'chayre mashma that the iser malacha on chalamoid is an isadei raisa. Oh, but Tosfos says Ad Posh is struggling with this because the concept of having something that's awesome midday raisa, but sometimes it's mutter. Hey chamatzino, I've never found a makar like this ever. There's no other place in Torah where you find it. Now the truth is, Tosfos, the Gemara addressed it. The Gemara said, "Halei Masr Na Kasev Ela Lechachamim." Abba Zog Tosfos, I hear, but still, there has to be a precedent for this. The point here, when it comes to Malach and Cholamayit, you have such a Metzias, and Tosfos says the Das is not soivel such a thing that you would have something that sometimes is Mutter, sometimes is Aser. Right? Just explain it a little bit. Mashal Amad Davadayma Chazer, right? Chazer is Aser. You're going to tell me some days Chazer is Mutter? Is there such a thing? If it's a chazer, it's a chazer. If this malach is something the Torah doesn't allow you to do, then you should never be allowed to do it. Hecha matzinu says Tosfos davar shem miktsasa yasser miktsasa mut. Says Tosfos, therefore, lekach nir l'rabbeinu tam. That even though from the Gemara it's so mashma, three brises and five makairas, that this malach ha-cholamayit is an isadei raisa, but it's rabbeinu tam, it's really not an isadei raisa. Really, all it is an iser. Dear Rabbanan, all these brises and all these makairas, you have to say that all these makairas are merely asmachtos ba'alma. And then it's a long Tosfos, and Tosfos brings raya after raya after raya, that really the Issa Malach and Cholamoid is not an Issa de Raisa, but rather the Issa Malach and Cholamoid is merely an Issa de Rabbanan. So Tosfos Shita is very clear in Chagiga Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, that even though L'chayra Mashma from the Sugya, that the Issa Malach is really an Issa de Raisa, but really after further review, says Tosfos, it's not an Issa de Raisa. All it is an Issa de Rabbanan. And Tosfos brings Rayas. Rayas that Be'ezus Hashem we will get back to and revisit, because every word in this Tosfos is Mamish, Kemoitza Shalor Rav. But at the same time, that is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that is Shitas Tosfos. The truth is that really this question of whether the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Chesam Aleph is meant to be taken literally, that the Issa Malach HaChalamayit is an Issa Dei Raisa, or like Tosfos says, that all these psukim and drushes that Chazal brought are only asmachtes ba'alma, was a major debate amongst the Rishonim. And this goes down as one of the biggest machloikis Rishonims of all time. And that is, the Issa Malach HaChalamayit, is it an Issa Dei Raisa, like the L'chayra Mashma of the Sugya, or is it only an asmachtes ba'alma, like Tosfos says in great detail in Chagiga Yud Chesam Aleph? In fact, the first bir halacha in Hilchas Cholamoid, so he does what he often does, Behelig Chafetz Chaim, and he tallies up all the Rishonim that hold that the Issa Malach and Cholamoid is an Issa de Raisa, and all the Rishonim that hold it's an Issa de Rabbanan. First, the Rishonim that hold an Issa de Rabbanan, says the bir halacha, who does her Rambam, the Perek Zayim Hilchas Yontif, Rabbeinu Tam. It's also the opinion of the Smag. The Riaz, it's the opinion of the Riaz that's brought down in the Shulti Gibayrim. It's the sheet of the Rosh. It's the sheet of the Mardchai, the Tor, and the Rashbitz. So these Rishonim all hold that the Issa Malacha, like Tosfos says, is only an Issa de Rabbanan. But says the Bir Halacha, Keneged that, there's also Rishonim that hold it's an Issa de Raisa. The Sheetas Harif. It's also the sheet of the Sheiltis in Parshas Vezayis HaBracha. The Eshkol, the Ritz Geis, the Rashbam in Perek Arbei Psachim, and it's also the Shita of Rashi that hold that the Issa Malach and Cholamoid is really an Issa Dei Raisa. So it says the Bir Halacha that if you go through the Rishonim, there were many Rishonim that held like Tosfos is an Issa Dei Rabbanan. There were also many Rishonim that held that really it's an Issa Dei Raisa. At the very end, the Bir Halacha says that the Af the Mishulchan Aruch lekamam besimin Tavkuf Lamed Bav v'Soifai. But at the same time, and it sounds like he paskin, that really the Isser is only an Isser dirabanon, but says Tosfos that Efsher, listen to this, maybe the Shulchan Aruch didn't know all the Rishonim that I brought, all the Rishonim that hold that really it's an Isser de Raisa. And therefore the Bir Halacha comes out lahalacha that al kalponim ain lemayr lahakel ki im letzayrach gadol. And he says, therefore, my opinion is that a person, a poisek, should not be makel too quickly when it comes to shaylas of doing malach and chalamoid, whether it's a shayla of safik or otherwise. And the reason is because at the end of the day, there are so many shitas that hold that sinisa de raisa. So says the Be'alach, even though the stimas of Shulchan Aruch is mashmal, like Toysvis is an isa de Rabbanon, he says, but I have a hunch that maybe Shulchan Aruch didn't know all these rishonim that were machmer, and therefore he uses a lashon that's very, very vague. His lashon is that if you're a rav, ein lemaher lahakel. Don't run to be mekel, kiyam letzayrach gadol. The bottom line is, this is the background to the shayla of the isa malacha on chol hamoed. It got late early, so we'll stop here. But Be'ezus Hashem, part two, that's the pile of svarim. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll get into understanding some of the lumdis. But again, the background, I think, needed to be fleshed out a little bit, because this is so important, it's so critical in terms of understanding the sugyas that we're learning, and Be'ezus Hashem, some of the raid that we'll get to in tomorrow's daf.